And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny, whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you in to positive vibrations on a regular basis. Also, this Positive Head podcast is definitely a labor of love for Dalian and I, but make no mistake, it takes a lot of time, energy, and resources to produce 5 episodes each and every week for you, our listeners. So if you enjoy the Positive Head podcast, it would be stellar and much appreciated if you showed us your support at positivehead.com by picking up one of our unique Positive Head bracelets. Of course, you would most certainly be helping yourself in the process because it functions as much more than just another stylish accessory. And if you haven't ever seen one, they're really cool, simple little bracelets with our Flower of Life sacred geometry inspired logo. They're actually made out of recycled tires and metal, so our intention is, of course, to do something positive by giving new life to previously discarded goods. And as far as their functionality goes, they act as a daily reminder to help you focus on the positive aspects of your daily life. The concept was actually inspired by studies that you can read about on our website. But besides that, many people believe just wearing something with sacred geometry is empowering in and of itself, which you can also read about on our site. And of course, as the Buddha once famously said, what you think you become. So we believe having something on your wrist that reminds you to keep a positive head, the same way a Fitbit reminds you to keep active, makes a whole lot of sense. Of course, we charge way less than Fitbit for helping you to manage your mental health because we let you name your price for your Positive Head bracelet. The reason we do that is because our heartfelt intention is to spread the positivity at all costs, first and foremost. That is our primary aim. And we don't ever want money to stand in the way of somebody wearing one. So if money is super tight and you want to pay as low as our cost to get one, no problem. On the flip side, if you love our podcast and just hit the lotto and want to show us your support by paying $1 million for one, well, that won't hurt our feelings much either, I assure you. Lastly, we also recently added a unique new line of t-shirts that have what we call chemistry quotes written out on them that help to spread the positivity as well. So head over to positivehead.com, check out all our wares, pick something up to show us your support if you feel inclined to do so. Positive Headians, we're back for another edition.
Oh, we are back, aren't we?
Of the Positive Head Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another bite-sized nugget of, I don't know, something good, hopefully.
Hopefully.
From our hearts and minds to yours.
Hopefully, hopefully.
Yeah.
There's certainly good intention, so there must be goodness tied in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, my slightly hesitant "we're back" response to your intro there was because we just haven't been recording them as regularly as we used to. We're still releasing them, you know, with the same schedule, but it seems like we hadn't recorded an episode in a few days.
Yeah,
I know it just seemed that way to me.
We got off our kind of our flow and then we hit a weekend. So we've had more days absent than normal. Well, I mean, on the end result, they're still hearing, you know, the same, but so yeah, it feels like you've had a little break.
Yep. But we're ready to, you know, get back into the thick of things here with my story. If you want me to just jump right into that.
Well, you know what? Hold on to your story for a minute because I want to give some props to some people who gave us some really inspiring reviews. So as you said, we had a few days off recording in our world and coming back and just, you know, Monday morning, checking to see what's happening in the world. And feedback, we had several reviews that came in that certainly have started my week on a good note. So I want to share them and, you know, thank the people who wrote them. This one was by, first one was by Joy Freedom Love. Thank you, Brandon and Dalian, for helping to inspire and illuminate those of us seeking to learn more about these topics. I look forward to listening every day. Peace, love, and abundance to you. Ah, abundance to you too, Joy Freedom Love. Thank you so much for completing the circle that we're putting out to the world and feeding it back to us in a way that inspires us and, you know, makes us want to continue this labor of love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. This one is by Abe Love and it says, love Brandon's openness, breadth of guests and topics and desire to elevate the collective consciousness. I feel blessed to have discovered this podcast. Thanks for continuing to share so much of yourself and your positive message. Again, thank you, Abe Love, for completing the circle and, you know, powering us to continue doing what we do. So to inspire anyone is being in spirit, right? And we definitely are feeling the love this morning and feeling inspired to continue inspiring. And it's just this domino effect of goodness. So thanks. Let's see. We've got Rachel M. and SD. And Rachel said, I've been listening to the Positive Head podcast for a while now, and it's brought me so much positivity and revelation into my life. I've been dragging my feet on writing a review because I struggle to find words that adequately express how much I value the daily insights that you deliver. I am consistently overwhelmed by the relevance of the topics you choose to discuss to what's going on in my own life. Hooray, synchronicity. I've recommended the podcast, this podcast, to several of my friends who have also become hooked on the goodness you have to offer. Brandon and Dalian, thank you so much for doing what you do every day. It's an inspiration to me to keep pursuing purpose and passion in my own life. I hope to cross paths with you someday here in Southern California and give you both the big heartfelt hugs that you deserve. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel. Yeah, we're neighbors. If you, Rachel and SD, I mean, sort of, you're an hour or so, a little more. So let's make it happen. I'm sure we will cross paths. It sounds like we're very closely aligned. I love it when I hear that the topics are timely, you know, and I always say it, if you're tuning into this podcast, it's because we're soul family. It's why out of all the things, all the media, all the, you know, distractions in this world of things coming at you, you know, 1,000 miles a minute options of things to get your attention. If you're tuned in and locked in on this in any way, and you've chosen to spend your precious time, you know, exploring the Positive Head podcast, it's because it resonates very closely with your heart, soul, mind. And that's, in my opinion and belief, that because we're on the same family tree, we're very closely aligned. So of course the topics that come through are, always, we kind of wing it day by day. We see what's happening. We really try and let it go with the flow with as little pre-planning as possible. So that, what are we feeling today? What's coming up? What's popping up in my own world? What, you know, and knowing that it's all reflections. So, you know, anyone tuning in being close reflections, it's going to hit a nerve and you're going to see those synchronicities where it's like, wow, how did they know to talk about that today when I'm just dealing with it, right? And it's a fascinating phenomenon to explore and explore together with you all. It's such an honor.
Yeah, it seems that in order to for that to work out as well as it has, we've, I would say, struck a sweet spot between setting that intention, but as you said, not ever really planning anything too much, because it seems like it's something that I've been discussing lately, and it seems to be a bit of a theme, finding that sort of balance in between.
Right, because we do have to do a little planning, but it's like we'll plan it that, you know, we're spending, you know, an hour or so before we start kind of preparing. Well, what story, obviously, Dalian finding a story that, you know, he really wants to talk about, or something he's seen over the last few days, or, you know, what have you. And it's just very, it's so fun to let it just kind of flow naturally. Okay, What am I feeling? What am I dealing with in my own personal life? What is someone out there listening who's written in a question? And by the way, we love getting questions from you guys. And we actually have a couple that we're going to get to, in the coming days that people have written in. But I would love to hear more questions from you guys. The more interaction, the merrier for as far as we're concerned. We love mixing it up with you guys. And it just feels so good to kind of get to know you in that way and to share, share an interaction and give you, of course, our perspective on anything that you may want to hear our perspective on. So please don't hesitate to write in, or you can also call in through positivehead.com. There's a number on the podcast page where you can just leave a voicemail with your question or comments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thanks for those reviews. They were absolutely lovely, for sure.
Lovely.
It's lovely. Closing of the circle, as you so often say. But it is a perfect circle.
It's a feedback loop. It's just like love is, you put it out there, and then the only thing that love is the only thing that you can give away, and you create more of it in the process. It just keeps going and growing. It's such a powerful phenomenon and energy. So when it flows back in that way, it feels so good.
Absolutely.
Well, what do you got, Dalian, in ways of a story of the day?
Well, the story that I picked for today isn't really mysterious or too out there or too fantastical. It's I picked it because it is a kind of a simple, good feel good story.
Ah, okay.
It seemed appropriate. Yeah, this is a story regarding actually something that I've reported on as well before.
Okay.
I talked about how France was disposing of their, not disposing of their food, but actually, getting it to where it could, actually help feed hungry people, right?
Leftover food.
Exactly. From supermarkets.
Okay.
So this story is about the Starbucks chain here in the US and how they've partnered up with Feeding America and Food Donation Connection to give away their leftovers every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome because Starbucks, of course, being a corporation that, puts themselves out there in terms of trying to, cultivates, sustainable practices, trying to, make an effort to, responsibly source their product and things mm-hmm. like that. They've been in a way kind of leading the charge really. And,
I wasn't aware of that.
Hit or miss efforts, but yeah, exactly. This one is pretty recent and, it's an article from EWAO, Brandon,
mm-hmm.
that made me aware of this initiative. So I'll quickly read you a statement from the article that Starbucks made. They said, this food is going to make a difference, whether it's a child not going hungry for the night or a family that's able to enjoy a protein plate that they would not have otherwise been able to afford at Starbucks. And one of the things that the article brings up that's actually kind of interesting is that one of the reasons why we may not have seen more donations like this so far is that entities that could be in a position to give away their leftovers
mm-hmm.
sometimes fear possible repercussions, including lawsuits
mm-hmm.
from problems that may stem from giving away food that's supposedly
spoiled
exactly. So yeah, the FDA's got some regulations about expired food, even if it's fresh fruit and veggies, the article mentions.
Wow.
So yeah, it's given as one of the reasons why grocery stores and restaurants throw away so much food.
I see.
But yeah, of course, there's always more to the story. So in the article, they mention that there's been a law, the 1996 Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Act, invented to encourage donations. It absolves donating entities from liability, and
beautiful.
It of course determines that if such an act is done in good faith,
yeah,
that of course that's the most that can be asked,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So it's just something exactly common sense, a Good Samaritan Act, like the title of the law says, and this has been in place for at least, 15 going on 20 years now, right? But I suppose that we could see more of this proactive, and we're starting to see more. That's why I think this is great news, is that Starbucks is, again, kind of leading the way, in a sense, by doing this and taking high-profile action.
Yeah, I love seeing this because it's such a, I was in Trader Joe's not too long ago with someone who has just traveled and kind of been out there hitchhiking and just kind of seen the world as without much money, much anything. And this person was like, wow, I've rarely been in Trader Joe's where, usually their food's great. They throw away so much good stuff. When I've traveled in the past, that's I've eaten. And I'm like, what? That's so crazy. But to hear that is so you know, first off, that person is such a trooper, like, and just, I just thought it was cool just to hear, yeah, I've rarely been on the inside, man, they throw away some really great stuff. And it's like the fact that there has been a law that would prevent there being lawsuits. I mean, I hope more companies, you know, I applaud Starbucks for this. It's crazy to think of, you know, somewhere like, for example, Trader Joe's. Here's, think of all the good food. It's one thing what Starbucks has to throw out. What does Trader Joe's throw out? Or some of these big chains, grocery chains. I mean, just probably excellent stuff that, you know, yeah, maybe it's not, you know, up to standard for them to sell any longer. But for people who don't have food, man, it's like hitting the lotto. Like, let's, you know, I saw something. Like, if we took all the food we've thrown away, we could feed in the U.S. alone hundreds of millions of people. Like, well, why aren't we doing more of this? You know, so hopefully this becomes like a trend. And it seems like the type of thing that should and would. The fact that we're throwing away food, there's got to be more creative ways to do it. And I'm really glad to hear that bill. I mean, it sounds like that bill went into effect, though, or that law went into effect 20 years ago. So I think with the change that's kind of sweeping the world right now and the consciousness expansion and awakening, I imagine we're going to hear a lot more of this sort of thing. And maybe Trader Joe's will hear, someone from Trader Joe's will hear this podcast and then move it along to their boss or up the chain so they can be the next ones to follow Starbucks suit. Because what a great branding. I mean, reputationally, you know, you're trying PR. If you've got it, if you've got the abundance overflowing, find a way to utilize it. It's important. Like, it's all extensions of self. Whatever you're doing for the homeless around you or the people traveling through who need something to eat and they've just got their backpack, and like, find a way to help them, you know, get creative.
Exactly. It's important. Yeah. Well said, Branny. It's definitely a good encouraging sign that you have an entire nation like France concerned about this matter enough to pass a law, right? Or you have a major U.S. corporation like Starbucks who, you know, like the article mentions, they, you know, have had, and again, I kind of referenced this, but it's, you know, doing this is definitely not going to absolve them from other things like perhaps not paying U.S. corporate taxes or the wages they're paying their employees, as they mentioned in the article. You know, a lot of times corporations will make moves like this to look nicer,
right,
or to, you know, whitewash their image. But if I see an initiative like this, I've just got to praise it. I don't really know what the motivation is behind it, but what it's doing is it's actually feeding hungry people. So
Right. Excellent. All right. Welcome back on the show, Sue Krebs. As always, I look forward to having Sue join in with her unique and wonderful insights. Hello, Sue. Welcome back.
Hey, Brandon. Thank you.
You got a positive pondering breakdown for us today?
I do.
Excellent.
Today is about creativity, I guess. So the quote is, making your life is ultimately an extraordinarily creative endeavor. And that is a quote by Anna, I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, Devere Smith. I apologize if I've messed that up. So my thoughts on this were, do you consider yourself creative? Many people don't. I cannot count the number of times I've heard people dismiss themselves with the offhanded comment, "Oh, I'm not creative at all." I especially heard this when working in my scrapbooking business a few years ago. It always annoyed me, but it wasn't until more recently that I began to fully understand the source of that annoyance. When thinking of arts or crafts, people either willingly engage in these activities or consider themselves creative, at least to some extent, or they steer completely clear, erroneously believing themselves incapable of creating anything. What most people fail to understand, though, is that life itself is an act of creation, their creation. Through their thoughts, their beliefs, and their actions, they have created the very life that they are living. In this sense, life itself becomes the ultimate creative endeavor. We put together the pieces of family, career, relationships, interests, passions, and more to build a unique expression of life. We blend pieces of this with colors of that to produce our own version of reality, truly fabricating a masterpiece of our own design, whether we are willing to acknowledge this process as creative or not. The act of living might then more accurately be described as the art of living, for as with art, everything is open to interpretation, and there is no right way to produce it. Each life is also then an original, which may be imitated or reproduced, but never exactly replicated. So if you're one of those individuals who fails to appreciate their creative capabilities, I challenge you to consider this perspective. With every breath you take, you're adding value to the canvas upon which you're painting the picture of your life. Each decision is a brushstroke that adds not only color, but texture to your masterpiece. Every belief is simply a rule by which you apply color and texture to your unique work of art. By acknowledging the creative control you wield over your life, you become free to experiment, to dabble, to mix medias, and to explore techniques. Some you'll embrace and others you will discard. It really doesn't matter because, as with all art, the ultimate experience is in the creation of it. Give yourself permission to embrace your creativity. Look around you. Just look at the life you have created. You. Yes, you have created this. What a magnificent artist you are. Extraordinarily creative. And I stand in awe of the wonder that you have brought into this world.
Oh, I love this one. This is so good, Sue, and so relevant to, I'm sure, so many of our listeners, because like yourself, I often get annoyed when I hear someone say, oh, I'm not creative at all as well. And it's just in stark contrast to what's going on here, as you're sort of pointing out, you're creating your life with every decision. I love where you say every belief is simply a rule by which you apply color and texture to your unique work of art. I absolutely love that. I absolutely love how you refer to it as the art of living, which I often do actually as well, because it truly is an art, and using beliefs as your paint and your brush, so to speak. It's so true. And I just can't say enough about how much I like this one. It's really, really good.
Thank you. It's interesting, you know, because like I said, with the scrapbooking stuff, I mean, that's all about creativity too, right? And mm-hmm. there's so many people that are involved in that and want to express themselves. And, oh, but I can't do that. Oh, but I can't, you know, I'm not creative. Hello, people. Yes, you are. Everybody's creative, you know,
and everyone is, because that's what we are, that we are the creator and created rolled into one. So it goes to all the spiritual stuff that we're talking about, all this ultimate nature of reality. You are literally what is, you know, we talk about God or source or your higher self. What is God? The creator, right? What does the creator do? It creates. What are you? You're a chip off the block. You're a fractal of the divine. You're it. So it's only satisfied. It's only happy, really, or it fulfills itself through creating. That's what the creator does. And you are the creator. So it can't not. And whether you're creating a work of art, yes, that's extremely, you know, that's your stereotypical art, right? Music or a painting or whatever. But everything is a creative act. Everything that you're doing. And when you give yourself, you know, creative license, artistic license to, yes, I am a creator. Maybe I'm not painting, Picasso style painting, but right. I am creating, you know, my own life. And I love, you know, once again, how you say with your beliefs, that's what you're doing. You're literally formulating what your experience is. And when you start I have certainly beliefs that are outside the box, sort of like we talked about last week with my, you know, non-traditional relationship structure and things like that. And just last night, dealing with my family, having deep conversation, I have some relatives in town and, you know, very old paradigm kind of thinking. And it's like, yeah, this is my belief system and you don't have to agree, but that's how I'm creating and painting the story of my life. And it's, people need to not be scared to get creative in their expression and following their instincts and their heart and believing. And I think it's a big turning point when you can realize, yeah, I may not make music. I may not, paint paintings, but I am a creative being. because that's everyone's a creative being. And maybe I haven't tuned into that as much as I should or could, but I think I will, because that's where we find joy, is in creating an expression. And if you've repressed that in yourself, it's just like a dormant ability lying, you know, that's being underutilized. And you can go within yourself and first acknowledge the fact that you are, just by the fact that you're a human being, you are a creator. You're creating your life. You know, take a more active role with it and believe in yourself and find out what creative sort of avenue is really your forte, because there will be some sort of creative avenue that's your forte. And like I said, it may not be the more traditional ones, but that's fine too. It's all the art of living, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. And some people, even if you take this outside those who look at life spiritually, you know, it's real easy in that arena to see yourself as creators and creative. But
right.
Everyone, you know, think about if you haven't had a family, you know, you're a single person, and then you get hooked up with somebody and you have kids, you've created something there.
The most beautiful thing possible.
Right. And so, you know, I mean, we create homes and you, whatever it is, you're creating all of it because it wasn't there before. And now it is. So, yeah, it was one of those funny things that it's like, huh, I get this. I get why this bugged me. So,
yeah. Yeah. And it's such a good, I'm so glad this is, you know, a topic that we haven't really touched on that much or at all. And so I'm really, really appreciative that you've brought this up, because this is something, much like you said, it annoys me. I can think of an old business partner who is very, you know, business minded. And he would say, I'm not creative. I'm not creative. And it's like, dude, you are creative if you just will tap into your creativity.
And business. I mean, hello.
And you're creative. And yeah, and that you can be extremely creative in business. So it's, yeah, it's not a painting, but it's creative, you know. And of course, like anything, the more you give yourself permission, then you open up channels. You open up avenues. When you stop saying I'm not creative and say, okay, I am creative just by the fact that I am a fragment of the creator, that alone, okay, now I am a creator and I'm creating my reality. And now how do I take a more active role with my tapping into my latent creativity? You know, how do I explore this more? Because as soon as you stop saying that you're not something, now you've even just come to a neutral point. You can now really start tapping into and finding, you know, other avenues that maybe you didn't even know existed as soon as you saying, you know, stop disempowering yourself with that statement.
Exactly. That's the word that kept coming to my head, that the empowerment versus disempowerment, you know, and we say we can't do something. You've put a limit. So you've given away some power.
What's funny about that, Sue, is because you're the creator, when you say you can't, because you've created that to be true. Like Henry Ford said, and you're actually in that moment, you're creating the fact that you're not creative, right? It's great. Or not great, but you get what I'm saying. It's, exactly. You know, believe Henry Ford said it best.
Can't. You're right.
So. Yeah, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right, because you are the creator. So, love this. Thank you so much, as always, for coming on and sharing your divine wisdom, and I look forward to seeing what you have in store next week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, Brandon, I love hearing anything like this. As soon as I saw that this was sort of the theme of Sue's blog, I was like, yes, I've written something like this before myself. And I also like her. I'm a little bit rankled when I hear people say, oh, I don't have a creative bone in my body, right? That's a typical way of phrasing that.
Well, you're so, I mean, and for those of you who don't know, Dalian's like an 11 out of 10 on the creative scale, whether it's like drawing, whether it's producing music, whether it's, you know, pretty much any creative endeavor, he's like a rock star. So,
oh, well, thank you so much. But yeah, that may be the case. And I acknowledge that I have creative abilities. Yes. But it was many years ago, dude, when I read Conversations with God, and it put that same principle in those very kind of plain words. You are a creative being, and everything you do is creative, no matter what it is. Every single little act you perform every day is a creative act. So as soon as I saw that, it seems like I understood it thoroughly, and I understood that it really doesn't have anything to do with artistic creativity, because you can be creative with anything. You are creative with the words that you choose to speak, and you know, the way that you, for example, when I read in that book, I think your choice of wardrobe is creative, right?
Yeah,
and you
right.
may think, oh, you know, well, I'm not a very style. Again, you know, I'm not a creative person. I'm not a very stylish person, right?
Right.
That is also a style preference, is
right,
to be,
right.
quote unquote, frumpy. So, right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter because you're ultimately being creative. So if your style is something that you don't like, then, you know, you can begin little by little to change it, to replace your wardrobe. And you can apply that same logic to anything in your life because it's all a creative act made up of multiple creative acts, small creative acts, right?
Yeah.
And you absolutely have to begin to see it that way because that's how you begin to reclaim that power, I think. As long as you tell yourself that you're not a creative being, then guess what? You will, just either choose what you think you should do for another reason, or you will accept a default decision that someone else made. That, I think, is the ultimate sin that you could commit in life.
Absolutely.
Is, yeah, since we have this creative power, then, and we have free will, that's essentially the core of our power as creative, as human beings, is
yeah.
our self-awareness, our creativity, and our free will. So we can create anything we want at any given time. What are you creating right now? Are you creating what you want, or
yep.
are you creating what someone else created for you before? Are you creating what the masses are thinking?
Right.
Or are you, you know, being true to your own vision?
Are you a puppet on a string and you've allowed that to happen? That's okay. You can, every moment's another chance to turn it all around. You are a all-powerful creator. Anyone
exactly.
listening to this, you are the creator, the physical embodiment of the divine creator. So get to using your powers.
yes. And please understand that this does not have anything to do with artistic talent.
It okay, can, because, but it
yes.
doesn't. Yeah, it's not exclusive to that.
Yes, exactly. I mean, if you want to think of it this way, I still laugh to this day because there's still a lot of painters out there whose paintings I see and I think, well, okay, this is about the work of like a 9-year-old child,
right.
but you're an adult abstract painter, right?
Right.
And I think, okay, well, art is obviously very subjective.
Yes.
So,
right.
You know, what I consider, you know, a high work of art, someone else may think it's garbage.
Right.
So in the end, again, you know, if it's all purely creative and individual to you or to the creative entity, then create what you want.
Yeah.
It's that's kind of the obvious conclusion. Create what pleases you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Dalian. Well said. Well, that gets down to it for today. We do have a magical musical styling for you guys to leave you with. It is a song that I've loved for many years. It's an artist called named Santi Gold, and this is Creator. Hope you enjoy, creative ones. Otherwise, as you continue on your fabulous journey in this 3D reality, be sure to remember this. As long as you ain't dead, you're already positive ahead. Journey well, everyone, and thank you for being.
Peace.